A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kapwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, there is a guy who invented a watch. By just common earthly knowledge, he invented the what? A watch. As time went on, they were like, now we can actually make it what? Water resistant. Imagine. There are also those which are, I don't know whether they are fire resistant. But at least we know that they are those written on water resistant. Because you came here, you're becoming more, and I want you to listen to me very, very, very carefully, you people. There are things that go on. There are things I speak here, and I'm basically prophesying in your life. Only that you are not awake. You are still seeing me in the picture of your priest. I'll never be your priest. That Catholic priest there. Okay, priest in that regard. You see, because actually we are a royal priesthood. Every time we come here, royals, can you imagine that? Royal priesthood. You know where royals stay? Royals don't stay in Kawangwari. I'll be reminding you until it pokes you inside there. Royals don't stay in a dingy gidu right there. They don't. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, I say, some dingy place. You are supposed to sit here, because you are a great minister. Thank you, Jesus. You are supposed to sit here. Please, ushers, I want you to notice such people. You are supposed to come here. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, that's unfair. Why not me? It's just like that. Okay, let me also mention another one. Man of God, come and sit here. You see? Great, great, great ministers. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to feel comfortable. How do I behave when I'm here? You will know. Feel free. Just like those what? Face nappies went off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They actually don't know why. They don't know why. Even those vaccine things will actually go. Thank you, Jesus. At least I saw that yesterday. Because how about this? Are they what teasing us? No. You see it? Thank you, Jesus. All evil. You are becoming more and more evil resistant. You know why? Because you are in this atmosphere that resists evil. Evil. Yeah? You understand? I see evil men fleeing away from your life. Evil. Thank you, Jesus. Whether boss says or what, I'm telling you the truth. Thank you, Jesus. You will see this. And I don't care wherever they came, even if they came from England. Someday I threw some guy, you know, to South Africa. He was disturbing this particular lady. Eh? I remember it was 2017. Then I spent I spent the entire night praying concerning that, that particular event to happen. Eh? Because it's me who actually said it. Because I told her, you know, I hear this and this and this. And then I mentioned the name. And then she's like, okay, that's actually my boss, my immediate boss. Eh? But the guy is smoking, the guy is so harassing me, what, those things. Said, okay, don't worry. Then I said, I send him in a city suburb out of this country. About like 6 months, the guy found himself in South Africa in a city suburb. Well, the story is that lady came. He had never seen this. Now all my what? He said what? All my what? Let me find a word. My 10% of the salary. I remember it was at about 37K. Say, you can have it and I'll be bringing it. You see, that's how we root out people. When we root out some people in your life, remember, I will not actually continue there. Eh? Remember the Lord. Because if you don't remember, just like Deuteronomy 6 says, do you know why he says that? Remember the Lord God. Remember the Lord your God who got you out of that situation and condition. Because actually it may rotate around and it come back. As if actually you chased away this person. And then, you know, that's why most of you say, Prophet, the guy has come back. This woman has come back. Why doesn't she leave my what? Okay. Evil. You're becoming more and more evil resistant. Just because you came here, I'm telling you that, you'll see it. Evil resistant. I want you to take it home. Eh? Evil resistant. And you see, do you know why it's like that? Eh? He doesn't say that, that there's no way you'll actually not land in what? In evil men and evil what? Eh? Evil conditions. Eh? You'll actually be there. But actually you become resistant. Just like that watch. You know, it's not made to just stay out. You know, I want you to understand that heavenly logic. Eh? Yeah? That even if it goes in water. I don't know whether you guys get it. Psalm 23. It says, even though. Now you connect the watch. Even though that watch is actually in water. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even though. Imagine. But also, that was a revelation that he got afterwards. Meaning that before, he had found himself in a space of, deadly, scary death. There was a time when health was really a problem to him. Eh? Deadly relationships, scary ones. And then he said, now those were his valleys of the shadow of death. Do you guys connect? Eh? I don't want to leave anyone behind. Eh? You see, anything could actually, strike fear around him. Anything. You see, that actually this person had become so, so evil conscious. But now, he put on something. Then he comes and then he tells us that revelation. See how he ends. He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now you see that. Not evil men and evil conditions and evil what. Did you get it now? Now that's not even a prayer. It's a consciousness. You put that on and that's it. You see? Not the consciousness of landlord. No. The easy way you can connect, you can orchestrate things in the spirit. Yeah? And you sleep in that house for 6 months for free. I know that day. I've experienced it. This Haji guy up to is just passing around. See? Hi. For some reason, they are blinded. Elisha did it. Oh, be a good Christian and parent. You don't have it, so what do we do? You are there sticking to your script. Eh? Some of those scripts don't work here in the prophetic. Eh? I don't know whether you understand this. You are there bragging with your degrees and what, but until the anointing of God, until that comes in contact with that, you see, you run up and about, up and about, and up and about, work your tail off and all that. Thank you, Jesus. I hear a certain minister starting with M, and I see calamity around him. Father, thank you, as if I saw state funeral, but now that one we have to cancel. Eh? His name starts with M. Masira karambre, masira rambra, kosira rambra, masara. Le rambra, kosira rambra, masara. He's not evil, eh? At least that one is not evil. Thank you, Jesus. Karembra masarande zarambre. Rembra masara. November around. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Rako sira rembra masirara. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we preserve that man in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's done. Eh? It's really done. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. But also your lives are preserved. Eh? You see, eh? Some of you have never gotten that secret. That we are able to preserve these Matiangis who don't even know us. Eh? How many of us have seen that, that prophecy? Some of you haven't. Eh? And you think it's a lie. Eh? It happened. Eh? That guy was going to Kaput. Eh? You know Kaput. Eh? You see, eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. No evil shall overtake you. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 It's done. Eh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So like we are saying, that watch, some of you call it watch, eh? Like I said, it's not made to stay out of water for as long as it is water resistant. But you see, some of them also are fake. Yeah? I'm gearing into something very, very, very personal and very, very profound. Eh? If water can penetrate it, yet it's actually water resistant, then there's a problem somewhere. It's mechanism. It's orchestration. I'm talking about even places of worship. Now you connect. Even if that pastor gave you school fees for your children, maybe that was the step. Eh? Yeah? Are you still in primary school? But there was a day you cherished your primary school teacher. You even sang praises to her, eh? Because most of them are women. Eh? Thank you, teacher Mercy. God bless you. You see, eh? You see that? Eh? But again, are you still in primary? No. Life is in levels. Eh? You need to just appreciate those levels of life. You understand? Eh? Somewhere it says that for we do not fight. Still on evil, eh? For we do not fight what? What we call evil men, eh? or physical man. Yeah? But we do what? You know? Be quick to put that on. Eh? You see? See, for we do not fight those guys. If you thought you are fighting a physical business, yeah? Woe we unto you, eh? You understand that? For we do not fight, for we do not wrestle or fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age. Not 10 years ago, eh? Also 10 years ago still applies to this age. You understand that? Do you know what that means? That there is no evil man or evil condition, yeah, that is not spiritual. I want you to click that. Do not just stand there and cry, but this guy, what? But you devil. You see, most of you actually have that whatever sickness. Eh? This guy has refused to what? Release my what? Documents. You see, eh? I tried and tried what? Then you say, strike again. I said, well, all right. My papers have been rejected. You are not dealing with a physical boss, eh? Or a physical company that you want to whatever. I want you to remember that. Eh? There is something spiritual. Now here, principalities don't mean just evil people, eh? Or evil things, or the devil. Eh? Because you are actually a principality. You. Okay. Maybe you've missed that. Eh? Because some of you have been so much evil conscious and so much demonic conscious, eh? That even principality, you can't actually separate a heavenly principality and a dark principality. We are actually heavenly principalities. Heavenly spectacles. You get that? Eh? Use your heavenly principality kind of mindset to erase off this, eh? You see, eh? Let me repeat this. Eh? He does not say that you just walk and walk and walk. No. Just in case you find those conditions and they are caging you up and all that, know what to do. This is when I beseech all of us. Remove those religious mentalities of, I can't speak in other tongues. Learn how to speak in other tongues. In every condition. You see, eh? And no one teaches it but the Spirit. Eh? But the Spirit. Lakini, the Spirit. Eh? Roho Mutakatifu. It's a long word. Eh? In some Greek, they call it also Moyo Mutukufu. Eh? You see, eh? Even though I'm saying this, you know, also the other problem is this that we are telling you now, it goes off on Monday. To some of you, it doesn't even wait. You know, the moment you step out there, eh, you see the landlord's call, then you give up. You understand, eh? Somewhere it says in the scriptures that, I think this is the prophet Isaiah, that you will walk and not what? Grow weary. It says you will walk and not grow weary. Now walking, that is the beginner's kind of anything that you are doing. Yeah? Remove it from walk. It's not actually the physical walking, eh? Because even those days they had donkeys and horses. You understand? You'll walk. That which you are starting, you will not be discouraged about it. no evil shall actually penetrate it. That's actually what it means. You understand? Even that job that you've just gotten, the devil will try to show you other conditions, but actually it won't. And I promise you, have they sacked you already? We are soon ending March. You see, when you come here, there is something very, very tangible. But also you get more spiritually eternal. There is a place that the devil cannot penetrate in you. You just need, listen to me carefully on this, you just need to engage it. What we call faith is actually the power of God engaged. You hear me? I'm saying, what we call faith, oh, have faith what? It's actually you engaging the power of God. Because the power of God removed Jesus out of the dead. You get it? Eh? And then he says, the same power. Now, that is not a religious kind of thing. Eh? Same power, that what, enemy. You can sing all you want, but until it comes out of here. Also, I'm teaching you something. Those other tongues that you speak, let them come genuinely here. Whether you did that thing or not, what happens is your consciousness concerning it. Yeah? How you feel about that. The Lord honors feelings. I want you to understand that. Feelings, how you feel about something. Then it genuinely comes in the heart. The heart is not here. Eh? The heart is your bosom. Eh? Then, as if actually, you pray in other tongues, and as if you feel a physical pain in your bosom, which we call the belly. Then at that moment, something has actually moved. I know that. That's what I'm telling you. Guy from, he gave them all, but no, me, I don't have the gift of speaking in other tongues. He said, you remember Paul? That I beseech all of you to speak in other tongues. Eh? He said that because there is a secret there. Eh? You understand? Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Out of your belly, he says, shall flow. Does he say shall flow evil? Rivers. Any river you want. Eh? Rivers of living business, of a living relationship, of a living perfect health. You understand that? Eh? Name them. Rivers of great jobs. Not rivers of being rejected. You see that? Eh? Not rivers of shame. Rivers of becoming a spectacle. You know some of you, the way the Lord is going to actually to defy many, many things around. Again, as I'm speaking this, some of you are still clinging to, I think that girl is still hurt, what, those things, what. Actually, if you said, forgive me, and they said what, you move on. Eh? Move on. Eh? Don't cling to evil, especially your pastor. That thing is not taking you anywhere. You understand? Eh? Don't cling to that. Eh? There is so much beautiful life ahead here. I sense it. I see it most of the times. Eh? You see? Eh? Again, don't call yourselves off. Eh? You are the beloved of the Lord. Now, a beloved of the Lord is just the beloved of God. Whether you like it or not, there is a glory that shall spring out of your consciousness, rising up, reaches unto the heavenlies, and then they come down in a kiss way, and then you shall know that the finger and the hand of God is upon you. 2 weeks to be specific, you know, for some of you. 2 weeks from now, you'll see this. You'll wonder how you've been favored. And when you enter there, accept that you are there. Don't say, but is it me? You'll even check yourself. Yes, it's you. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even though. Even though the devil is showing you many what contradictions around. Even though. Eh? That's why it's even though this contradiction has come. Stick to the script of God, which you call the scripture. That scripture can actually be written on your heart. Eh? Do you know there is a lot that wasn't written about you? Hmm? By the way, a lot. Did he say evil shall overtake me? No. You see, then he moves on to say that you will run and not faint. Meaning that whatever you've studied as business, as whatever, shall not run bankrupt. Hallelujah. You will run and not faint. That's what actually it means. As simple as that. Don't think in terms of what, taking of what. No. Again, when he says that resist the devil and he will flee, he's talking about your conscious state of things at that particular moment. When you are faced with a condition, physical condition, a physical evil man, what is your consciousness about it? Yeah? He didn't say flee, you flee, to flee. No. He didn't say you run away. It is that thing to flee. I don't know whether you understand that. But what makes it to flee is your conscious state of things. What have you come to put in your bosom? Because it's actually what comes of that out of you from the bosom, which we call the heart, which is really, really, really a genuine place. Eh? You see, eh? Then you'll see that it's as simple as that. It's not complicate life. It's as simple as that. There was a day when Adam, you know, most of you think that, you know, Adam was created and then in two weeks, in a fortnight, he failed. Or he sinned, what you know people call sinning. What the scripture calls sinning. No, there was a life he lived. And for many, 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 many years. You see, because of his conscious state, when he dropped from that consciousness, you know, when he got out of touch of the river of life, you see, when evil came, you see, because of the conscious state, what he had accumulated, you see, then that thing overwhelmed him. It swept him. Actually, that's what we call the fall. He fell. Again, I have to say this again. It wasn't sex. You know, some of you are too religious that you've actually caught up some of those things. What? It wasn't that. He fell from the place of dominion. Kwanza, the Lord told him, Kwanza, dominion. Have dominion. And then he mentioned all these earthly things that, you know, he would actually have what? Dominion over. Eh? Even a fake boyfriend. Eh? Okay. I've said it. Let me put it there. Do you know how you can actually have dominion over him? By knowing exactly, by discerning them. You see? Eh? And then out of your belly, you pray in other tongues. That guy will flee. I know that place. I know it very, very well. Eh? You guys, do you know the power you have? Eh? Do you know the power you have? Okay, imagine Christ is in you. Okay, just imagine that. Eh? Then who is this Christ to you? Who can give you 2K, but actually he fails to give you 100K.
Hallelujah. And I've said it. Because someone here wants 100K. But they have 2K. Thank you, Jesus. That's how I prophesy. Eh? Sometimes. Who is this Jesus to you? He's actually in you. Eh? You just need to increase the consciousness of him. He's the provider. He's a miraculous God. He sits in the miraculous. Let me tell you something. Eh? The Lord actually sits in the miraculous. Do you know there is no way you can get stuck concerning finances? There is no way. That one I need to tell you. Eh? When we say that you increase, there's no way you can actually stay at the same level. If you only increase that consciousness of it, you see, so there are churches that have actually made it a habit, and they don't actually that they are working for the devil. We are exposing the devil. Until now, actually, they are caught up in evil, dark spirit kind of atmospheres. They don't know how to get out of it.
I'm exposing evil what? I'm exposing fake what? Fake men of God. Well, I don't know whether I should say God bless them or what. And you see, they will actually continue. What erases, what rubs off or takes away that which they are trying to expose, expose. Eh? Yeah? By the way, those guys are working for the devil. Eh? Because the devil is the one that exposes. God covers all shame, and he says perfect love. So when you walk in perfect love, actually all shame is covered. Please don't listen to them. Eh? Don't go on YouTube and TikTok. Yeah, what? You know, let me tell you. And actually, there are guys who are cheering them on. Yes. But actually, they are walking on the wrong path. That one, I tell you, it will not end well with them. Remember, Paul, until now the Lord told him, why are you persecuting me, you guy? At least there was mercy. His eyes were actually, you remember? His eyes actually closed. Now that was so symbolic. Eh? We had to shut off that for him to see. It's actually a consciousness. Eh? I don't know how deeply I can, what? Eh? Let me try. Eh? You see, somewhere in John it's written that I've come, you give me that scripture, I've come so that you may what? No. He says that I've come so that you may see. The blind should see. Give me that scripture. It's in John. Is it John 8 something? John 8. Thank you, Jesus. I think it's the very, very last. Eh? Thank you, Holy Ghost. It's in John 8. John 9. I think John 9. Eh? Please quicken up. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus said, for judgment, now there is that judgment. Eh? Judgment is actually when the rubber hits the road. Eh? Not your fake understanding of what? Judgment. Eh? Yeah? So he says, and Jesus said, for judgment I have come. There's something so profound here. Eh? Into this world, into that world. Yeah? So there was, you see, this world. So there's also another world. Okay. that those who do not see may see. Then he says, he didn't contradict himself here. Eh? Then he says that may see. And that those who see may be made blind. You know what that means? Eh? That there are things, let's say fear. You've opened your eyes so much into fear that you don't even want to, you know, to switch off the light when you are going to sleep. There are things that pass around here. I feel the So he comes so that your eyes, which we call the consciousness, may be shut off from that, so that you can actually see light. It's symbolic when Paul's physical eyes were actually, you know, were struck blind. Eh? Until they were shut off, he couldn't see that actually the Lord is the Savior. You get it? Eh? He couldn't see love. This is a guy who's actually talking about mercy and love and what, but actually was killing before. Eh? There was a rain was walking in, and he opened his eyes so much there. You can actually have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or even a spouse, eh? And your eyes are so much opened to his evil or her evil, eh? And then you miss the beauty. Until I gave someone a test, eh? I told them that, okay, this husband, get a paper and a pen, eh? Draw a line in the what? In the middle. Write all the good things and the bad things. I promise you, the good side was actually overwhelming the bad side. It's just like that. She kept, it's you who has written them. Eh? It was actually a lady. Eh? Since then, I think she was so much mad. I didn't see her again in fellowship. You see it? Because now, they have opened their hearts, their minds, their spirit to anything evil, to anything so much fearful, eh? That even if I should tell them, remember the guy that Elisha told, eh? That tomorrow about this time, things will actually have changed. Because his eyes, in as far as his eyes, I'm talking about his consciousness, was concerned, he was so much filled with evil and unbelief. So he says, I've come so that I shut out all that unbelief and disbelief, so that now your eyes get to be opened to the faith kind of side, to the beliefs, you know, kind of side. You a believer, please. Don't doubt anything. Those lofty dreams, just like the Spirit told us last Friday, do not doubt them. For sure they have to come to pass because they were conceived out of your belly. And you have to be genuine about it. Now go out there and engage, and you see. You see the power of God here. You come back here to testify. Sembre karambra masara. Masarembra masara bore baraba. I have come. There are guys who are so much open to science. Science has said, that's actually why he says that those who think they are seeing, because now their eyes are so much open to science. No, cancer, first here, what? But here, and what? Yet actually, they forget one thing. As believers, and actually, commonly these are believers, eh? They forget that actually there is a place called life. There's a path called life. There's a tree of life. There's a consciousness of life. That's why Adam fell, boom, from the path. Those two trees are consciousnesses, are states of your consciousness. You see, eh? Yeah, we're exposing the devil, fake prophets. You will not erase fake prophets. Even if you want. That's why Jesus said, not kill them. Actually, these guys wanted to kill them. He said, no, don't kill them. Let the tares grow with the wheat. But a day shall come Let me tell you, the devil loves exposing. He wants you exposed. Everything, what? He wants to show you that you are poor. So he's exposing you by actually you begging from one place to another. He's trying to expose you. Oh, where is your God? What? I'm telling you, your conscious state here, you guys have to take care of that place. A lot. What are you conscious of? To sleep on an empty stomach? You see that? Consciousness. I'll show it to you. That thing you put it on. Somewhere it says that I put on righteousness, that right estate. And then that thing covered me. So you are just overwhelmed by right, good things, right things, the goodness of God. Can you imagine that place is there? And then he says, even though evil tries to contradict it, yeah, you will not fear. You just continue moving. That's why he says, you will run, you will walk and not grow weary. It is there. That place is there. It is the most real. I don't know whether you guys get this. Eh? Please don't look at this as though we are just merely preaching. Eh? That thing is the most realistic. Okay, at least I know that place. Eh? You see, eh? Engage it and you'll see. Engage it. On that day, actually, people, it is not the devil that killed Jesus on the cross. Eh? You have to understand that. Eh? There was a plan well orchestrated from heaven. It's not the devil. But for him, he came to what? Ooh, what? You thought what? You see, eh? And also to make people, especially the church that day, to think as though the Lord Jesus was living a contradicting kind of life. Because you see, he said, I will save you. What? He had prophesied all these things. But then on the cross, it seemed as though every dream had died. You get it? You guys get it? Eh? Hallelujah. But now, you are so shocked. Yeah? And then the Lord said, who is talking now? Yeah? Last man standing. Eh? We are talking about those moments. Eh? You will experience these things at your workplaces, I'm telling you. I see a guy, especially in this room, a guy orchestrating evil things, eh? About a guy, eh? Eh? A family, eh? But I promise you it will end in heads with them, eh? I promise you that, eh? It's not in my nature, eh? To have a word spirit. No, it's not, eh? I know, then I know how to deal with it, eh? You see, eh? Because you are here to what? You know, some of you, yeah, that girl had a bad spirit. Then you know that person becomes a topic. Eh? Says, I have come for judgment. Have I come into this world that those who think, yeah? That you see, we can only depend on science has said. We want actually, there is a time, and I want us actually to help each other here to increase the revelation of God. But you see, when you're starting, especially what we preach here, what we minister here, beyond preaching, because you know, to minister is that there is a sharing. There's something I'm sharing into your spirits and souls. Eh? You catch it and you run with it, believe it, engage it, and then you see it, you know, it coming to fruition. Eh? You see that? Where are your eyes so much opened? I'm not talking about these physical eyes. Eh? what happens when a fearful, dreadful kind of condition comes to you? What happens? Do you flee? Kwanza, start by praying against that in other tongues. Look into that thing. Don't actually divert. I know some of you are struggling with even, praying in other tongues for 5 minutes. I know that. We just have to wake you up. A lion is coming. Eh? You see, again, it starts slowly. Start slowly. You understand? Eh? Be genuine. As you start, become the most genuine child of God. Please don't factor in anything bad. You see, I'm here. Lord, even that one has left me. What? No, don't. I've always told you those things don't move God. At all. They don't. Be genuine. We are talking about either evil brought itself or you made yourself land into it. Become the most genuine. You see a condition. The Lord just needs you. You know, there was a day, a man of God, this is a full man of God, Joshua. He went before the Lord. You look for that scripture. He went before the Lord and he wanted some things to be answered. But you see, he was putting on a garment of fear, whatever. You see, now the Lord sent an angel, said, for me to deal with him, you first go tell him to undress up. You've got it? You have to be so quick. You see, See, no. You first remove that negative kind of thing. We shall also see it in what? Isaiah, 52. What are you wearing? What are you really wearing? What are you putting on? It's called a consciousness. You've got it? Now, Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. These are negative. It was a negative consciousness. You see, there are bosses who look at you and then all of a sudden, you strike anger. But of course, whatever you are growing into, at some point the Lord says that to those that shall embrace us, we shall be a spirit of life to them. But those that are repairing this, we shall be a spirit of death. He says it. You know, there are guys who are just, for some reason they don't just like you. You see, and actually, they'll always be there. Because there is a prophecy about it and about them. He says, no, let them all gather. Because you know what's going to happen. I want you to eat. Let me mention things. I'll give you a house. I'll give you a car. Great marriages. Great all these things. When they are seeing, he prepares a table before. He didn't say they first have to go and then. No, it's a public thing. They thought they would actually not suck you. They waited. You see, you'll be honored publicly. You defy all odds. All. Not one, all of them. You prepare as a table. And you see, there is no enemy who is not spiritually dark. Enemy. Because you are here, I don't care which enemy. He prepares a table before my enemies. You see, before my enemies, not enemy. He gathers them all. Say, come, see. Puts them in a certain corner as you eat. You guys. a huge prophecy lies there. It's up to you which conscious state you are going to take. Which side? Either to stay in a fearful, you know, you put on filthy garments and what? Filthy garments actually are those negative thoughts and what? Can you imagine that girl? Especially girls, eh? Please don't do those things. Don't be typical women, typical girls. Yeah, for us women, we are naturally what? Okay, we're not naturally evil. Eh? Because you came here, you are naturally and spiritually growing brighter and into this revelation that shall shift you from one place to another. He says that the path of the righteous shines what? Brighter and brighter until we see you driving. Because you see, okay. Oh, material what? Material, you love you want cars, man. Eh? Okay, you go and use horses. Eh? Some of you have fought with Matatu guys. Eh? Because of 50 bob, you'll give it to me, my man. Jesus. You give it to me? No, you are joking. Why? Before you know it, bah, you know, eh? The Bwana asifiwe. And there we shall not say Amina. No. Of let it be when you are what? Eh? The Lord shall increase us. Eh? You know, you need to know so where we have come from. There was a day when the entire fellowship didn't have a car. All people, you were there, you saw it. Even that particular person who had two cars, she sold them. Oh, man. What? You see? Yeah? A time shall come, yeah, when you will not know a path of just walking using matatus. The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter unto a new and perfect day. New. He says new. Thank you, Jesus. Just increase this consciousness. You will see. Enoch did it. Until, give me, it's Genesis. Eh? You know when you're preaching like this, when we're ministering like this, the devil gets so jealous. Then actually, that's why he comes to you most of the time at night to give you a contradicting what? Dream. Eh? Put your name there. And who? Imagine this. Eh? We've told you all the time that to walk with God is to be where God is. Eh? There are some places which do not have God. Remember that scripture, it says that I know evil was there before you went there. Actually says Satan. You see it? Okay. And you walked with God and he was not. For God took him. Now this doesn't mean death. You need to understand it. Give me another version. That there was a time, even the devil, some of you are about to shock the devil, eh, by your conscious state. Eh? He says, and you walked faithfully. Now, to walk faithfully is catching this revelation and engaging it in. There. You know, the pudding is there. You understand? Eh? We should call actually, you know, the proof is there. There. The true testimony is actually there. You try to engage it story by story. Don't actually harass yourself. Eh? Don't hush it and what? Eh? Or rush it. Don't be hard on yourself. Start slowly. You'll get there. You'll not be discouraged. That's why we say it. He said that you'll walk, you know, those baby steps and whatever, that baby business and what. You'll not be discouraged. He says you will not what? Grow weary. Your business will not be overwhelmed. Whatever you're doing. Then he says, you know, that then he was no more. The old you. We looked at yours. But is this Miriam here? Everything about him changed. When we were looking for God, we just had to look at Enoch. He became just like God. It's not evil to be like God, because he says he created you in his likeness. Do you guys get it? Oh, you are putting yourself in the place of God. He says, in our likeness, we. And they agreed. Just like we are agreeing here now. That you'll be that, exactly that. He walked with God. The commuter in Matatus, we are, you know, we are waiting for them. You know, and okay, let me say this. Some of you are waiting for people who have cars. Yeah, they normally pass here at 7. Lift after lift after. You will lift them. There is another world that is really changing. I'm telling you the truth. This is not circus. It's not what. I'm not a politician. I don't own a siasa. It's a political party. Some of you are wondering where I get the words. I'm not a politician. You see? You see? Yeah. At 4 p.m. Let me go there before they what? Because I live far. I live Wukombali. No. You see? There is favor that is increasing upon us. You shall see. And again, when these things actually, you start seeing signs, be in that state of expecting. Actually, there you are quickening up what we call the miraculous. Even if evil and contradicting what conditions come, I'm telling you the truth. Engage it in tonight. Stay in that. You know, again, you need to also to sleep with the consciousness of angels, just like that Kagale in pink. You see, she can tell you stories of what, and I'm not you what joking. The angelic, you sleep with the angels. Okay, not sleeping, fornicating. Some of you what? Okay, with the angels around you, Yeah, that pastor is obscene. You know, some of you say that. That prophet is. You see, sleep with that consciousness. And actually, when you sleep with that great expectation and anticipation, actually, you are attracting that angelic. You'll see it. You that has actually been dreaming of snakes chasing you, you'll actually start dreaming of heaven. And it will be more real. Now, when you wake up, some of you even actually, you know, can't remember what you dreamt. Also, that is so bad. You see, it actually also, it depends on your consciousness, what you've tried actually to accumulate and all that. You will actually dream of the angelic. It will intensify that even if actually you are just having a nap of 5 minutes, zoop, another world actually opens up. I'm telling you the truth. You will not understand yourself anymore. Enoch was experiencing that, but the rest were not. You see that? You will not actually dream of evil men with machetes coming to. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remove the filth. All that they've actually told you, even mothers. Your mother told you, you never what? That's even why two men have run away from you. Don't believe those things. Eh? That is becoming no more. You remember? Enoch, that is becoming no more. There's a newness that shall strike you soon. But promise me that you will not leave that state. Don't forget about it, and then Monday you engage your other ways. You know, there are ways you can engage money. And money comes. Away from the evil what? Crooked ones. I'm telling you. Okay. Let me make it straight. Even that money that you owned or you have and you got it in a crooked way, we are sanctifying it. That one I've said it. Let it actually multiply. Yeah? It is scripture. At least you will not hang me for that. Sanctifying. Okay, even that boyfriend that you love, who is evil, we are really sanctifying them. They will wake up and they will not know what has struck them. Boom! Can we go to Yahushua and what? We shall celebrate you. Oh my God, they have what? Engaged me. You see? Okay. All this takes actually you walking with God. And all that they knew about you, the evil, the what, somehow, they disappear. The jobless person, now they have the job. The rejected person, now you are accepted. It is just as simple as that. All it takes is your conscious state. I'm not merely telling you someone. I'm telling you things which really are happening. Yeah? Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 52. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 52. He says, awake. Now, all what we are doing is awakening you. You see it? Awake, Zion. Don't think Zion is there in Jerusalem. What? You are that Zion. You see it? Okay, remove it. Move it from what? Israel. This is a spiritual state. Zion. You see it? Say it. Zion. To mean you. You know who is really beautiful. He says, clothe yourself with strength. What is strength? The revelation of God. So that when evil comes, you have something to actually hold on to. Something so strong. And actually that's the power of God. The power of God, which is really the strength that is in you, will never actually drop you to fall and what? Even the devil teased Jesus with it. He said, the angels. He knew the angels would actually what? Hold him. Okay. Some of you have missed that. You see, what we call a temptation is that you can do it. Imagine. It is divine. Okay, you change these papers into money. Okay. Some of you will wake up, man, and your accounts are here. Where did this money come from? There is a lady. I think we are still what doing some practices there. You know, we had a private. Not private. We used to hire some caprice there in town. Piano center. She was the caretaker of that what? Studio. Eh? So we are talking about miracle money, miracle money, miracle money. You know, some of you are too religious. No, for me, I have to work for my man. I have to wake up at 3. Man, those things, what? You are believing miracles, what? You see, those guys are, they have a lot going on in their lives. Eh? I'm telling you, their hearts are not okay. If you are here, be what? Eh? Get saved. Eh? You know, somewhere scripture says that I created you simply. Yeah? But you complicated yourself. It's in the book of Proverbs, I guess. I created you simply. In a simple way. You get that simply. It refuses to end. And I see them struggling. Even to attract 2K, yeah? They take 3 months. I cause men to think about you. Tonight. I cause men to mean people, eh? Wherever they are, I dispatch the angelic concerns in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I increase your financial status in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's done. Eh? That one is done. Sirambreka sorembram. He says, awake. Oh, that kagale. Eh? So miracle money, miracle money. So, Then he asked a guy there, eh? So is that true? He said, yeah, I've actually experienced it because I bought a car at 1K. Something wasn't matching up. Eh? Until someday she gets home. I think their whatever estate has what? A lift. Eh? And then in the lift there she goes. She picks, how much was it? 13K. She opened the what? And actually she needed that. Because eh? She told us she needed to buy a car table, whatever. And it cost 13K. But you see, because it was her first time experiencing that, she called everyone. I don't want to steal. She called everyone. The answer was, that's not my money. That's to prove a point. For God to prove a point to her. Of course, you prophesied to her after she had applied 80 times and nothing came through. We prayed for her. I remember we are there at a certain restaurant. I said a prayer of 5 seconds. Because we know. But anyway, she was prepared for that. She was so desperate for that. In the spirit, not in the physical. He said, what did it? No, not those things. Actually, I know some people. Some people are not in the spirit. I'll look at you and I'll run away from you. Say, as what? You first say to him, you know, and then you begin to prophesy to them. No. Eh? Okay, some are genuine. Eh? You see, eh? And then now she has actually a job. But I hope she remembers where that was, you know, where that came from. I hope. Also, that's a factor. And the Lord became so emphatic. If you eat, when you eat, he said, when you eat and you are satisfied, you've entered that job and actually it's giving you full satisfaction. Is it what you wanted? Yes. Actually, two job openings came. Indian and what? I said, okay, you go for the very best. I think she's working with Absa. You see, eh? That's on record. Eh? I'm not saying things to, yeah, I think he wants a crowd. No, if I wanted a crowd, I know how to preach for crowds. I know how to attract people, eh? And I can do it very well, but actually it's not yielding, it's not benefiting a child of God. It's just, why, yeah, what? You want? I know. And every time I see it, and the Lord tells me that, you see that path? Now that one started well, now they are there. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? Manipulate. Okay, manipulate money. Eh? We have to manipulate money for you. Eh? Manipulate. Awake. Clothe yourself. He's being emphatic here. With strength. Put on. Which you can as well relate, translate as put in. Eh? This one actually happens on the inside of you. It goes away. It has nothing to do with the physical clothes. I'm telling you the truth. Eh? You'll see it. I'll end with it. You'll see it. So he says, of splendor. Put on your garments of splendor, Jerusalem. Again, here he's calling you Jerusalem. Eh? The holy city. I sinned again. Yesterday, did it. Yesterday, what? I'm going. No. You are actually holy. Eh? Whether the devil likes it or not, you could be having struggles here and there. You know, there is a church which is stuck into weaknesses and morals. Eh? Let me strike a bomb here. Eh? They think actually it is what? It's all about sex. Stop what? When the Holy Spirit allows us, we shall talk about it. The uncircumcised, now these are unbelievers, who bring unbelief to you. Are you sure that's a true prophet of God? At least some of you have tested it. Some of you have met individually. You see, are you planning to go to Ushago, you lady, the Biashara one? Biashara, okay. Yeah? When are you going to Ushago? Yeah? When what? I can't hear that. Yeah? Okay. There is good stuff there. So, it says, the uncircumcised and defiled. They are guys. Now here the defiled is, it was a good church with a proper revelation. The devil came, penetrated it, defiled that. And they are out there preaching wrong things. You guys get it? Eh? Uncircumcised to mean unbelief. This is a church which is actually in unbelief. Eh? Believers, but actually they are, until my father calls them who? Believing non-believers. Yes, I believe. Getting out. Say, but we read, you've actually descended, you've fallen, zoop. You see? Eh? She says, and, you know, as it comes, and defiled will not enter you again. Meaning that there was a day when they were actually penetrating you. But now, after this, there is a place called the spirit. The devil cannot penetrate it. Even death. I'm telling you the truth. Death is beyond physical stopping to breathe. Eh? It's beyond that. You get that? It's beyond that. Go down. Then it says, Shake them off. You will do what? And you know, to some of you, they don't even have to say anything. They just look at you and they shake heads. And then you get discouraged. Yeah? You know, there are guys you just meet, even in the physical. And all of a sudden, you enter into unbelief. There's a wrong spirit around them. There's actually the demonic operating. And I've met these even believers, they are operating in this belief after this belief. So he says, shake off your dust. Rise up. Sit and do you see where you belong? You don't belong in heads and what I'm telling you. Okay, you don't belong to Kawangwari, Kibera. Some of you are say Kibra, whatever. Kibera. You don't belong there. The certain guy who actually was convincing me, I stand Githurai, but this upper one here, I say, Githurai is Githurai, man. You see, you know the person. Eh? Free yourself from any kind of thing that, you know, any kind of information that would actually chain you up, cage you up, and all that. Believe the report of God. You see that? It says, on your, you know, free, on your neck. This is actually what we mean by burden. Burden, because you feel it. It's heavy. You see? Then he says, daughter of Zion, now a captive. Go down. It says, for this is what the Lord says. You were sold for nothing, and without money, you will be redeemed. Do you know it takes more than money to build up something? Eh? That one you have to understand it. Eh? You see, eh? What, you know, that which you put on is what we call your consciousness. Give me Genesis 38. We shall end with that. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Start from 12. Eh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After a long time, Judah's wife, when you read it from up there, you'll actually understand the story very well. Eh? Let's go up. Start from 1. Eh? At that time, Judah left his brothers and went down to stay with a man of, not Abdu, eh? It is Adlam, named Hira. Eh? There, Judah met the daughter of a Canaanite man named Shua. He married her and made love to her. Go down. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son who was named Al. She conceived again and gave birth to a son and named him Onan. She gave birth to still another son and named him Shelah. Shelah, whatever. It was at Kezib that she gave birth to him. Go down. Then he says, Judah got a wife for Al, his firstborn. And her name was Tamar. But Al, Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the Lord's sight. So the Lord put him to death. Then Judah said to Onan, sleep with your brother's wife and fulfill your duty to her as a brother-in-law to raise up offspring for your brother. That was the custom. Eh? Uh-huh. But Onan knew that the child would not be his. This is running away from what? Responsibility. You're going to see it. Whenever he slept with a brother's wife, his what? Eh? What? Those things. Eh? Uh-huh. What he did was wicked in the Lord's sight. Eh? Yeah? Okay. What? Readers. Discretion. That's why he went so fast. What he did was wicked in the Lord's sight. So the Lord put him to death. Judah then said to his daughter-in-law, Judah, remember? Tamar, live as a widow in your father's household until my son Shelah grows up. For he thought he may die too, just like his brothers. So Tamar went to live in her father's household. You know, she went back to Ushago. Eh? Bad state. Eh? You will not leave town. Eh? After a long time, actually, all this is not your portion. Eh? Yeah? I'm going to show you something that even in your outlook, you are indeed exposing of which that which is on the inside of you, your conscious state. People, stop putting on ugly. Yeah? Dress to kill. Eh? It doesn't hurt. Eh? You guys have to pick up some of these things. Eh? Smell nice. Eh? Do you know some of you? The only thing which is actually deterring your relationship is actually how you smell. I'm saying these things as a prophet. Eh? Pray for me, even this year, what? But actually, these are simple things. Scripture says that it is the small foxes that spoil the vineyard. It's not a big word. I'm telling you. Look nice. Sleep nicely. Okay. After a long time, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, we have come back here. Eh? Revelation. Eh? Some of you hate Revelation. Eh? After a long time, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, died. When Judah had recovered from his grief, he went up to Timnah to the men who were shearing his sheep. And, so this guy was rich, eh? And his friend, Hira, the Adullamite, went with him. Eh? When Tamar was told, your father-in-law is on his way to Timnah to shear his sheep, she took off her widow's clothes. For as long as she was a widow, she put on like that. And everyone recognized him as that. For as long as your conscious state is telling you that you are poor, it will reflect. It's as simple as that. Eh? Let's read, you're going to see it. You see, she took off. You can actually take off the beauty, the anticipation, the great expectation, and then boom, we call it the fall. Eh? Yeah? Guys that were actually some of the guys who are here, eh? You meet them there on the street. So how are you? Yeah, we are struggling with life. Huh? But you see, we are introducing you to a life of work. Okay, you are not struggling. You are engaging in this and whatever. It's not really the mindset of hard work. Eh? But actually appreciating work. And you're like, what? Okay. Here, what we're trying to do is to work on your conscious state. Eh? Because that's where everything starts. Eh? That's why he says that. Guard that consciousness which you call the heart. Because out of it flows all. It says all. Can you imagine that's the factor? You are like that because of that factor. You are in that state because of that factor. You in Kawangware. Do you know why Kawangware? What? Eh? Okay, isn't it was a place, you know, not for you, eh? Hmm? Okay. She took off, let me repeat that, eh? Her widow's clothes. Covered herself with a veil to disguise herself. And then sat down at the entrance of Enim, which is on the road to Timnah, for she saw that though Shelah had now grown up, remember that the Kalah's son, eh? Because the guy Judah promised her that, oh, since what, eh? Let us wait for this boy to grow up so that he can power you, eh? Powering. being obscene here. So, because that was the incense. So, she had not. No, where did I stop? For she saw that though Shelah had now grown up, she had not been given to him as his wife. So this guy went against his word, Judah. When Judah saw her, she thought she was a prostitute. You see, you will actually put on that estate and it will reflect on the outside and everyone will think you are that thing. Do you guys get the revelation here? You have to really guard that conscious state of yours. Don't let Kayola to penetrate you easily. Guys of disbelief and unbelief. You see that? A time came, Jesus was in a place called Westlands. Okay, Nazareth. And he said he did a few miracles there. Because guess what? You are stealing my food in the dormitory. What? You understand that? Familiarity came in and all that. That's why that's his number. Even yesterday I talked to him. See, so is this how you take the anointing? Shoo! He left. That scripture is actually there. It says, and he did a few miracles. And he went, whoop. You see that? So he says, when Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute. For she had covered her face. She had covered on the inside of her, which really reflected on the outside. That's what actually she decided to put on. Remember, before she wasn't. Not realizing that she was his daughter-in-law, he went over to her by the roadside and said, come now, let me power you. And what will you give me to sleep with you? She asked. I'll send you a young goat from my flock. He said, will you give me something as a pledge until you send it? She asked. He said, what pledge should I give you? Your seal and its cord and the staff in your hand. She answered. So he gave him, he gave them to her and slept with her. And she became pregnant by him. After she left, she took off her veil. You see? It comes back. You can actually be like her. Jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out. Don't be like that. Put it on all the time. You see? Don't come out of that estate, please. Don't. And you see when she put it off, she went back to her estate, the original state. You understand? She took off her veil and put on her widow's clothes again. Meanwhile, Judah sent the young goat by his friend, Abdu, in order to get his pledge back from the what? From the woman. But he did not find her. He asked the man who lived there, where is the shrine prostitute? Actually, this can also happen when you drop in revelation and you're like, but I used to pray like this and things would happen. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine? Until she put on like that, she was not. Until you start to think about yourself as filthy and all that, you actually not. You get that? Though you walk. You see now, lastly I'll say this. There are some of you that have found yourselves in conditions, self-made conditions. And eventually you found yourself there. Evil shall flee from you. Even that evil that really comes, You understand? The men of old, like Daniel, being thrown into that pit, into that den. You see, those men were experiencing these things in real time, in the physical state, thrown into that thing. But today we face those things by conditions. This is why your condition of your consciousness is so crucial in this day and age. If you want to capture the prophetic wave that shall swing you from one filthy place to a brighter space. You understand that? Your conscious state. You guys get that? Remember the Red Sea? They reached there and physically they can't cross. Today you reach some, you know, you go to some place and maybe they reject you and all that. In a conditional kind of way. Today decide which conscious state are you going to wear? Are you going to put on? You sleep in it, you wake up in it. I'm telling you, some of you also need to discern what? Those dreams. Some dreams actually are inspired of the devil. You need to know that. I'm telling you the truth. Someday, you know, remember, we are talking to Prophet Elvis, you know, with him. Remember when he saw, you know, Jesus. You know you can see him. He's not an imaginary guy. You close your eyes. You see, Some of you are not seeing him. When you open your eyes, I'm talking about your heart. That's why actually we don't prophesy with no, we actually look and then we see. You see, there's a huge difference. Okay, to some of you, the starting place is, you know, close your eyes while praying. At some point, I'm looking at you and I'm praying in other tongues until now, you know, a certain life opens up, either to cover or plant you. You see that? So when he saw that, you know, that Jesus, man, the following day, he said the following day, another entity that looks like, you know, the other Jesus, came, but he said that thing was not talking, just looking at, you know, and he knew this was actually a fake one. You know, some of you have been given fake Jesus and you don't know. Your life is stuck. But of course, even as we are here, one of the reasons as to why we are stuck is that we have lacked the engagement. The life of God is to engage anyway. How will you know the power of God if you don't really engage it in? How will you know a salary, okay, to start with, 200K, if you actually don't step up? How? God the provider. How will you? Some of you fear to engage. You think already you will be rejected already. You understand? You fear a boss? A boss messes you up and you cry. You stand there and cry, a boss? You know what to do. I'm telling you the truth. Don't allow those guys to mess you up, especially non-believers. And when you sense that actually they are non-believers, let me tell you, you can take them into a certain state and they do not know. Actually, they start to work under your mercy. I know that place. I've done it. That guy is working on our mercy. I'm telling you the truth. That is as pure as heaven can be. It is holy. Holy is something pure. The earth has not experienced it. Holy, 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 pure. And it's genuine. You see that? Engage it in. Engage. How will you know? How will you know? When will you ever use the power of God that is on the inside of you? Said the same power that praise Jesus, it's actually on the inside of you. The consciousness. Imagine that. A boss to mess you up. You a child of God. There is a time, and this time has come to sit enthroned. Thank you, Jesus. To sit enthroned. I kick out believing non-believers in your spaces, in your positions. Hallelujah. I kick them out and I plant you there. If you are seriously thinking about what I'm talking about now, I plant you there. Thank you, Jesus.
We are such a nation. Mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kaboama. Purpose: to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kaboama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.